Rhode Island Public Radio sports blogger Mike Shostak has just written a column about the University of Rhode Island football team. They started the season with a blowout loss to Syracuse. So, let's get into it. Is it time, Mike, to pull the plug on the Rams football program?
I followed URI football since the late 70s. I've covered them when they won and when they lost, which was more often. And I always supported the program and keeping it because I thought it was good for the university and the community. But 13 consecutive losing seasons, zero championships since the 84 and 85 teams won back-to-back Yankee Conference titles, zero playoff appearances since the 85 team lost in the quarterfinals, a stadium that seats only 6,500, tied with New Hampshire for the smallest in the Colonial Athletic Association, and except for brief streaks in the 1950s and early 1980s, no tradition of winning football going all the way back more than a century to the inaugural campaign in 1895. All that, at an annual cost of about $3.6 million, got me to thinking that perhaps it was time for the University of Rhode Island to pull the plug on football.
Then you had a conversation with URI Athletics Director Thor Bjorn.
I've known Thor since he took the job 8 years ago, so I gave him a call at the end of August just to chat and tell him what I was thinking. Not to my surprise, he defended the program and pointed out that the actual operating budget for the football program is about $1.3 million. Of that, donations account for $200,000, ticket sales another $150,000, and guaranteed games this year $400,000. So the university itself has to pitch in roughly $500,000 to $550,000 to meet that $1.3 million operating budget. Friday night, the Rams went up to Syracuse to open the season and returned home having been spanked, but with a $400,000 check.
47-0, right?
47-0, yes. Quite a spanking. We'll talk about that in a minute. Next year, Rhode Island will go out to Kansas and play Kansas for $500,000. In 2017, the Rams will travel to Eastern Michigan for $400,000. Boston College and UConn are on future schedules. So when I heard that football is really costing the university up on the hill about $500,000 a year, I thought, well, perhaps it's worth keeping because it does have benefits that Thor pointed out. It draws crowds to the campus that might not come otherwise. Homecoming is usually well attended. There's also Family Day, Armed Forces Day. The opening day crowd is usually pretty good. Even when the Rams lost last year until their season finale, the home crowds were pretty solid.
Some of these costs associated with running the football program might have to be passed on as a university expense anyway.
That's true, and that leads us to the issue of scholarships. Full-time equivalent scholarships amount to 58 at URI, and that's worth about $2.3 million. So some people would say, well, if you do away with football, you can save the $2.3 million. That would be true if the university decided to reduce its student enrollment or cut its financial aid total, which I think is probably unlikely in the competitive environment that higher education is today.
Now, getting back to that first game of the season with Syracuse, the 47-0 loss, why are they playing Syracuse?
Well, the simple answer is because of that guarantee of $400,000, but there are other reasons. It's a great recruiting tool to go to a high school prospect and say, look, if you come with us, you'll get a chance to play in the Carrier Dome at Syracuse. You'll get a chance to get on a plane and fly out to Kansas and play in a big-time arena. Same thing with Eastern Michigan or Boston College or UConn. Those are all big-time programs, and they are natural attractions for high school athletes.
What's your feeling on the future for the Rams this season once they start playing more teams that are more like themselves?
I think it's going to be difficult. I mean, we can put the Syracuse game aside, but before we do that, we still need to look at what Rhode Island did in that game, which was really nothing. The offense generated 64 yards, two first downs.
Total game.
Total game. Two first downs in four quarters, and they rushed for 4 yards. They also fumbled four times and lost three, and had an intercepted pass returned for a touchdown on the last play of the first half. Now think about the rushing total of 4 yards for a minute. That's 7 inches per carry. 7 inches, not 7 yards. You could trip over the line of scrimmage and gain more than 7 inches. So it was not a noteworthy performance by any stretch of the imagination.
So there's some work to be done.
There is work to be done. And Syracuse is coming off a terrible season, and who knows what the Orange will do in the Atlantic Coast Conference when they start play there. For Rhode Island and the rest of its schedule, it's going to be a challenge. Their early season is loaded with road games. They play Harvard, the defending Ivy League champion. They play at Brown for the 100th time in the season series. They play New Hampshire, which is the reigning CAA champion. They have to travel to Maine, which is always a difficult road trip. So it's going to be tough.
So your thoughts right now, do we keep URI football or not?
That's a good question. And I would, if you had asked me that 3 weeks ago, I probably would have answered not. But given the fact that it cost the university only $500,000 to put on a football team that does have some benefit for the university and the community, I say right now keep it and let's see what happens. If the day comes when Rhode Island does drop it, it will not be unprecedented. Former Yankee Conference rivals Boston University and Northeastern have dropped football in recent years. CAA rival Hofstra, and none of those institutions has suffered. And we can go all the way back to 1974 and the old Yankee Conference, and Vermont dropped football after that season and never looked back.
Use of public funds, always a major issue, of course. How about outside benefactors?
Well, Rhode Island has some. Several years ago, when there was a drive to rebuild the West Grandstand after the Ryan Center was built, and former players stepped up and led the effort. Kurt Wicks, a former URI quarterback, was instrumental in that fundraising campaign. But what Rhode Island could really use is a major benefactor, someone who has the wherewithal to drop $2 or $3 million on the program to really bring Meade Stadium up to standards, or at least to put in a turf playing surface.
University of Rhode Island football, should the program continue or not? Some thoughts from Rhode Island Public Radio sports blogger Mike Shostak. Mike, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Dave.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.